Welcome to Lung Cancer Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. Generally, our cancer update programs for medical oncologists feature clinical investigators in medical oncology, and we often obtain multiple perspectives on important new data sets and ongoing clinical trials. To begin this issue, we switch gears and interview a thoracic surgical oncology investigator, Dr. David Jablons, who, as you will see, is a little bit different and somewhat outspoken, but in a disease where our current best efforts result in cancer mortality in most patients, perhaps we need another point of view. To begin, Dr. Jablons commented on his area of greatest clinical research interest.
Probably the most confusing of all the stages, you know, regarding lung cancer for the medical oncologist and at the endless debates at tumor boards are stage 3 disease. Unfortunately, the intergroup trial, Kathy Albane's trial, presented at ASCO a couple of years ago, 0139, which was a true test of surgery, trimodality, chemoradiation surgery versus definitive chemoradiation. The conclusion was it was a negative trial for surgery, but if you really parse it down and you look at some of the after-fact subset analysis in the patients who didn't have significant toxicity, in other words, those patients who avoided pneumonectomy, especially right pneumonectomy, there was benefit for both clearly local control and also survival. And I think, you know, Neil, one thing now that's a problem is that, like anything, it's a good trial. Don't get me wrong. It was the best we could come up with, 400 or 500 patients. It took forever, 7 years, you know, to accrue and get the results, which is a problem with intergroup trials in general. But even as good as that was, the conclusion, I think, was sort of misconstrued. And now, unfortunately, lots of patients are not getting, you know, surgical opinions or the opportunity for surgery, especially if it's done by experienced surgeons and experienced centers, where the morbidity mortality can be reduced to 1% or less. And in those circumstances, and remember, stage 3 disease, 3A in particular, is an enormity of patients. It's 30, 35,000 patients, right? Just one stage of lung cancer is more than pancreatic cancer, et cetera, you know, the crisis of lung cancer. So those patients, many of those patients are not getting a surgical option. And the problem therein becomes that if you look at the local failure rates, lack of local control with chemo radiation, it's a 30 to 40% local failure rate in all the SWOG trials, et cetera, over the years. Those patients who could do well, let's say they have reasonable biology and maybe they show up with a brain met down the road and guess what, that gets gamma knifed or something and then they're fine and they get a targeted therapy. But lo and behold, the local failure comes back to haunt them and they get hemoptysis. And then to try to go back in a year later after definitive chemoradiation, it's all but impossible. And so I would just say that in defense of the surgical colleagues around the country who are doing the right thing, that they need to pipe up at the tumor boards. And I think that most aggressive oncologists still believe in surgery as the best local control tool and that the appropriate stage 3A patients can benefit. Now, those are not the patients who progress through induction chemo or chemo radiation therapy. Those are not the patients who have bulky multi-station N2 disease, right? Those patients are not going to do well either way, and surgery has little to offer. But the patients with limited N2 burden, either incidental N2 or microscopic, single or even two-station N2 disease, good performance status who can get by with lobectomy, where it can be delivered for a 1% complication rate, mortality at worst, then they benefit. And the irony is, nobody wants surgery, you know, advocates for surgery for 3A disease unless what? Unless you have 3A disease. And then you want to talk to your surgeon.